Wretched Radio begins in 3, 2, 1.
I start giving on that level so that God would owe me.
Whatever you do right now, don't you stop tithing.
Harvest responds only to seed, not to prayer.
This is not about material wealth. This is about God in His providence orchestrating all of history in order to bring about that which we need more than anything else, and that is to be rescued from God.
It's time for Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
This is Wretched Radio. It's Witness Wednesday. We are here at Georgia Tech. Okay, Friel, get out of the mud. Okay, just Todd, come in from out of the rain. It's like, oh, good, this dude is walking this way. Oh, I was watching you before. Young man, can I talk to you while you're walking that way?
You know what, I'm talking. You can talk while I'm walking, yeah.
All right, dude, the haircut. What's up with the mohawk?
Well, not the mohawk.
Why?
It's freaking awesome.
You think it's awesome?
Yeah, it's awesome.
You kind of got curly hair.
I do got curly hair. That's why it's more awesome. Is I can either put gel in it or anything. I just kind of can feather it, and it's good to go.
Is it? So you, this is the do that you're styling with?
I'm styling it for now.
Uh-huh.
I put it in. I got it for homecoming.
I figured as much.
And I'm keeping it through my fraternity's chartering date, which is in mid-November.
Aha! So it's a fraternity. What's the fraternity?
Sigma Pi.
And what type of fraternity is it?
It's a social fraternity.
It's a what?
Social.
What does that mean?
It's like, it's not like a honorary professional. It's just guys who have common interests, hang out together.
Right. Is it a party fraternity?
Not so much. We do have parties. It's not like that emphasis so much, but...
It's not like Animal House.
It's not like Animal House at all.
You know Animal House?
I don't know. Who doesn't know Animal House?
Well, I don't know what they're teaching the kids these days. Good for you. You understand history.
Movie. I don't want to... I'm a film buff. I like
okay,
movies.
That's different. Okay, yeah. So what are you studying here at Georgia Tech?
Material science and engineering.
Material science meaning?
Materials and how to, like, react when put in certain situations.
Keep going. Help me out with that.
I'm only a freshman.
That's all right. Well, you've got to have a... What do you want to do with material science?
Hopefully something with NASA, like helping develop materials or going to, like, building the new space shuttles and all that.
Is that right? Who's Werner Von Braun?
Beats me.
Dude! Okay, I got a movie for you to watch. October Sky.
October Sky.
And you'll learn. It's a movie. You'll like it.
All right.
Real clean, real sweet family film, okay. If you're into that type of thing.
I am.
And you'll learn about Werner Von Braun.
All right.
He's like one of the famous guys who really helped us get into outer space.
Yeah. Okay.
Why do you want to go there? What do you want to do there?
In outer space?
Yeah.
Experiments? Mess around? I mean, zero gravity has got to be awesome. Beats regular gravity.
So you want to go out there?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, dude, so here's what I'm noticing with NASA. You tell me if you think I'm right. I think they keep... Where are you going, by the way?
I'm going way down there.
All right, so here's what... Can we go this way?
Absolutely.
Do you mind?
No, absolutely.
The NASA program these days seems determined to try to get out there to figure out how we evolved.
Yeah.
Have you noticed that?
I had noticed that, and it's kind of weird. I mean, you can't just accept that we're here. I'm not a person of evolution or creationism. I just feel like it's really a combination of the two. But NASA, being scientists, probably more bent on figuring out that it is evolution than creationism.
So you're kind of a creationist.
I am, but as a loose creationism.
Who do you think the creator is?
God.
Who do you think God is?
I don't know. He's like an entity, almost. I do believe there's a physical God out there. I mean, somewhere in the universe.
Uh-huh.
I believe there is actually a physical God who can gather materials, like ions and all that, and send them to places, and with that, they can form life forms.
Uh-huh. So does this God of yours have a name? Are you a religious guy?
Not particularly, but I just call him God.
Just God?
Yeah.
So where could I learn about this God? Is there a book? Are you a Christian? Bible, Quran, any of that stuff?
Combination. I also like to read religious doctrines.
But you're not a Christian?
No.
How come?
I don't know, just... My mom's Jewish, my dad's Christian. They never really forced religion upon me.
Uh-huh.
I just read the doctrines because I find the old stories interesting.
Okay. So what is the story of Christianity? What does that teach, based on what you've researched?
It teaches just be a good person, do good unto others, and good stuff will happen to you.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of like karma, almost, if you will.
It is not.
Yeah, I think so. I do believe if you
I've
do
read
good
the
stuff,
Bible. It doesn't say that.
It's like an interpretation, almost. Like, you do good stuff to other people, and they're going to want to return the favor, and then you're going to have good things coming your way, which is karma.
Mm-mm. That's not what it teaches. Young man, I beg to differ. Okay.
I haven't read it that closely, apparently.
All right, let me tell you what I think it's about, okay? Right. Here we go. You ready for this? This is going to be a little tricky. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, this is worse than a hazing, potentially. Okay. Would you consider yourself to be a good person?
Sometimes. Right. I admit that sometimes I don't make the right decisions.
All right. Have you ever told lies in your life?
Yes.
How many do you think?
Too many to count.
All right. A lot of them.
I'm a compulsive liar.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you lying to me now?
Nope.
About being a compulsive liar?
I'm
How would somebody
lying.
Know? You know, think about that for a second.
Oh, believe me, it's interesting. Because when I tell people that, they're like, are you lying about that right now? I'm like, no.
I'm not the first. How many things have you stolen in your life?
None.
Don't lie to me.
I've never stolen a thing in my life.
All right, let's try this one. Lusting. How's about that?
Not really.
Dude.
I mean, we're at Georgia Tech. Where's my chance to lust around here?
I don't know. Have you is the question.
That's not fair. No, I don't. I'm serious.
But you're a guy, right?
Yes, I was
and
a
you're
very
telling
studious
me
person
you
in high
have
school.
Never had an impure thought. Oh, now I know you're lying to me.
An impure thought that I've had.
Yeah, huh? Okay, and I want to ask about anything else further, right. Like maybe pornography, looking at 30 pictures, any of that stuff.
All right.
Okay, so what do we have, two strikes right now?
Yeah.
Toward being a not good person?
Yeah.
Okay, how's about honoring your parents? Do you always do everything you were told as a kid?
Yes.
Dude, cut it out.
I am. I'm serious. They would beat me.
They were, what?
They've threatened to beat me before. And
why would they threaten to beat you? Because you were naughty.
I wasn't naughty. I just
didn't do what you were told.
I was bending the rules a little bit.
Okay. So, hey, how are you?
Pretty good. How about yourself?
Boy, I wish we could chat. I'll see you again, okay?
Bye.
I remember that, dude.
Well.
Nice young man. Okay, so you were like every other kid.
Yeah.
And you didn't do everything you were told, Johnny on the spot, right?
Of course not.
All right. So here's the question. Christianity, remember that's what we're talking about. Let's say you die. God judges you. Every thought, every word, every deed. Mm-hmm. Innocent or guilty?
Overall, innocent, but I do make some guilty. There's some guilt in there.
Okay, but it's not an overall kind
it's
of thing.
It's not overall guilt.
But if you break a law, then you are guilty, period.
If you break a law, like numerous times, you break a law once.
You're guilty.
Per se. You're guilty of that law, but I don't think overall, in the grand scheme of things,
well, sure
you're guilty.
You are. Like, for instance, if a guy rapes somebody, he's a rapist. He's a criminal.
Yes.
If you tell a lie, you're a liar.
Yeah.
Steal something, you're a thief.
Mm-hmm.
Lust, you're an adulterer at heart.
Yeah.
Okay, so you'd be guilty.
All right.
Okay, heaven or hell? What would God do with you?
With me?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a good thing to think about. I'd probably say heaven right now, because I'm not that awful of a person. I mean, it's little things, but they add up. So it might be hell. I don't know.
But if the judge disagreed and he thought they were big things, you'd be in big trouble.
Yeah.
Because that's what matters. It doesn't matter what the criminal thinks. The question is, what does the judge think?
Right? Yep.
So the Bible says all liars will have their part in a lake of fire for lying, because it's a big deal to God.
Yep.
All right. So, dude, it doesn't sound good for you.
No, it doesn't.
All right, we were talking about what Christianity is, right? You kind of said it's kind of a karma, do good, and it'll come back to you.
Yeah.
And I was saying, I don't think that's what it is. All right, before you go into your building, real quick, you've heard this somewhere along the line.
Yeah.
God should give you hell. What has he done so that you can have your sins forgiven? Because this is what Christianity is about.
Jesus dying for the sins.
It's about grace. That's what Christianity is about. It's not doing good. We've done bad. We should get punished by God, but he died to save us.
Mm-hmm.
And if we'll repent, do you know what that means?
Yeah.
What?
It means feel bad about it. Be sorry.
That's part of it, and turn from your sins.
Yes.
Okay, you don't become perfect, but you turn from your sins with a new attitude, and you put your trust in Jesus and in him alone.
All right.
The Bible says you do that because he was punished on a cross on your behalf.
Right.
It's like your badness, you're the criminal, it got put on the innocent man. He got punished on your behalf, and all of his goodness can be credited to your account.
Okay.
So that you can be seen as perfect by God because of what Jesus did for you.
Okay.
That's what Christianity is about.
All right.
Not karma. That's kind of like Buddhism and Hinduism and stuff. And there's some rules that, you know, typically if you behave, life goes better. But that's not karma because God's in control of everything.
Right.
Okay, so my question for you is, have you done that? Have you repented and put your trust in Jesus?
Not that I can remember. I was like 2 years old when it happened.
Yeah. But if you ever have been, you remember it, because it's like, whoa, that was like a big deal. Same thing is true with getting saved by God. It's kind of a big deal when you die to yourself and he makes you alive and he changes your attitude and your heart and your desire.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden you start liking the things that you never used to like before, like other Christians, reading the Bible, and the sins that you used to love, suddenly I don't want those anymore because He died to save me. It's the nicest thing anybody's ever done for me. So I don't know if you're like right with God or not, but something to ponder, because 18, you're a young man and you're thinking these things through. I'm guessing. Like, what am I believing? Because you don't believe what your parents believe.
Right.
It doesn't make you that. You have to think it through yourself. So what you just heard is the gospel.
Okay.
I can't club you and make you one.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to chase you into your dorm here. Just think about it, okay?
Okay, I will.
Because, dude, I don't want you to go to hell.
Neither do I.
And God doesn't want that either. The Bible says, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him will not perish but have everlasting life. So the offer is open to you, repentance and faith. You got a Bible?
No.
You got one online, though?
My roommate has a Bible, though.
Rock on. Grab that bad boy. Open it up and read the Gospel of John.
Okay.
Can you remember that?
Yeah.
All right. Hey, dude. I'm glad you had a mohawk so we can chat. All right, man. So how are you going to get into your little fraternity deal? Is it going to happen?
Yeah, it's already happened.
But you live in a dorm. This isn't a frat.
I'm a freshman. I'm not allowed to live in the house yet. We don't have one anyway, so.
They don't let you live in the house yet until you're what year?
We don't have a house. We're chartering. We're becoming an official fraternity.
Ah, you're doing it yourselves. All right, man.
All right, Father.
Hey, thanks for the chat.
Thanks, man.
See you. Goodbye. So that's witnessing. Sometimes you're going to get some crabby guys. Sometimes you're going to get some older guys. We'll see what kind of guys we get next. We're at Georgia Tech. It's Witness Wednesday, and this is Wretched Radio.
Ask most Christians what they know about hermeneutics, and you'll likely get, Herman who? That sounds like somebody's uncle. Is that the guy that always comes and just stays quiet in the back of the small group? Hermeneutics is actually the art and science of interpreting scripture, and if you don't know how to do it rightly, you're going to read the Bible wrongly. Worse, you're actually going to be an easy target for every false teacher with a podcast and a proof text. Herman Who is basically a master's level education in how to read the Bible correctly, and it's condensed into something that you can actually finish. You'll learn how to interpret a 2,000-year-old book in a 21st century world without twisting it into something it was never meant to say. By the end of it, you'll never read scripture the same way again, and you'll never have the wool pulled over your eyes by someone who sounds competent but doesn't know what they're talking about. Herman Who, it is streaming right now for free on Fortis Plus. Download the app on your smartphone, on your smart TV, or just simply go to fortisplus.org.
Perhaps you've been wondering, is there a Christian university that isn't woke? Or that hasn't compromised on important biblical doctrines like, you know, the age of the earth? There is. It's the Masters University in Southern California. Beautiful campus. All of the athletics and activities that you've come to expect from universities. But it's more than that. The academic programs are most excellent, preparing students for the future. The Washington Post just said, number 6 for preparing students for the real world. All that. Plus, the Masters University isn't woke, and it is thoroughly biblical. Would you like to learn more? I encourage you to visit the Masters University at masters.edu/wretched, masters.edu/wretched.
You know, you can love the Lord with absolutely everything in you and still go mute when somebody asks you, how do you even know the Bible is true? You feel the answer deep down. You just can't put it into words. The reasons go deeper than most of us were ever even shown. Skeptics know that too. That's why they start in Genesis and then they work backward. Because if you crack the foundation, then everything built on top of it will start to wobble. But when you trace the logic and the morality and the science all the way down, you find the very same thing every single time. Reality only makes sense if the Bible is true. And Dr. Jason Lyle has spent his entire career studying the universe. And in his new series, Irrefutable Proof of Creation, he asks the hard questions about God and turns doubt into confidence. Irrefutable Proof of Creation is streaming right now on Fortis Plus, with new episodes dropping every week. Download the Fortis Plus app on your smartphone, your smart TV, or you can go to fortisplus.org.
Know your church fathers. Polycarp was a disciple of the Apostle John and the Bishop of Smyrna. He was a staunch defender of orthodoxy, combating the Gnostic heresies. Before his death as a martyr, Polycarp proclaimed, 86 years I have served Christ, and he has done me no evil. How could I curse my King who saved me? This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
Getting some exercise, dude. What's your name?
Lewis.
Lewis, thanks for joining me on the radio.
Yeah, no problem.
We're going to walk up the hill, so I'm going to get a little winded, all right?
Okay, that's fine.
So have a little grace.
Oh, so I should go a little slower.
That would be nice.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, we can go fast down the hill.
Okay, cool.
But up the hill,
we'll go a little slower.
Because, you know, I'm over 30 now.
Oh, yeah, that's fine.
Here's a question for you. Kind of a philosophical, maybe a religious question.
Okay.
Bernoulli's law, or any other law of physics, are those laws put in place and written, or is that simply the way that we discover how things randomly happen?
I think it's the way we discover how things randomly happen.
So nobody wrote the laws, and we're discovering them. We're writing the laws for what we observe.
So it's just like, this is a question of, did someone, like, let's say a god, put those laws in place?
Yeah.
Well, either way, I mean, we're discovering them. I mean, we didn't make them, that's for sure.
Yeah.
So they were created either by some higher being, or they were just created by some scientific explanation, like the Big Bang Theory.
What do you think? God or no God?
Well, I don't know.
You're getting winded, aren't you?
Well, I mean, this is a...
Look at you, whippersnapper.
Well, you know, I mean, yeah, but I would say that it's actually all science-based.
No God.
Yeah, I mean, that doesn't necessarily mean I don't believe in God. That just means I feel like there's evidence enough to support, you know, all sorts
of
things.
Hold on, I'm going to do a scientific experiment with you, all right? All right, Lewis, right?
Yes.
Are you Italian?
Spanish, or half Spanish.
Oh, there you go, that makes sense. All right, I'm reading this sign. Okay. Old Civil Engineering Building.
Yes.
You know those letters, how they got there?
Someone wrote them.
Were you here to witness that person writing those letters?
No, I was not.
Are you sure somebody wrote those letters and put them there?
That's a good argument. I see where you're going with that.
Because if I tried to convince you it just happened over millions of years, you'd go, no way, dude. Because it happens to not only make sense,
but it's
standing outside of the building that happens to be the old civil engineering building.
Right. Someone would look at that and say,
boing.
Huh.
It's designed by somebody.
Yeah.
It's almost kind of like we just have this automatic response. We see something designed and we go, well, clearly somebody put it there, just like somebody made the old civil engineering building.
Didn't see them
make them, but somebody made that thing because there it is. I got the proof.
Uh-huh.
Would that be a fair argument for saying, okay, I didn't see God make the place, but look at that tree here in front of the engineering building and this amazing globe and the universe, the clouds, and look at that hand, the way that those phalanges work.
It all works so well.
Somebody made this.
Uh-huh.
Would that be fair?
Oh, that's a tough one. I mean, that argument makes sense, but for some reason, I wouldn't accept that argument. I mean,
why not?
Just because, I mean, I just know that a person built this. I mean, I know it wasn't placed there. And it's just that knowledge, I guess, contradicts that, I suppose.
Wait a second, hold on. You know for sure that somebody designed it. But if I came along and said to you, no, I've got scientific proof. There was a stack of bricks that blew up and it became that building.
Well, if you showed me that evidence, then I would believe that, but then that's supporting my point that something scientific did.
Okay, so then I guess it boils down to this. Do you think that putting dynamite underneath a pile of bricks and blowing it off with just power going every place would ever make that building?
I think you'd have to have several different explosions because they would all go apart. You know, all the bricks would go apart. I don't think they'd randomly do that.
Have you ever seen an explosion?
No, but I mean, I'm pretty sure
parts like in a movie. You know, when stuff blows up, it's like, it just goes crazy everywhere.
Well, I mean, there's like, that's a whole thing. Like, you say if you had 1,000 monkeys and you gave them all typewriters, one of them would type the Encyclopedia Britannica.
Somebody actually did the statistics on that.
Uh-huh.
And you know what? They actually did that study.
Uh-huh.
And they think they put like 12 monkeys in a room for a while, and they never came up with even like the word it.
Really?
Nothing.
Hmm.
Because they're monkeys and they don't have intelligence to design stuff.
Well, so can I ask you a question?
You may.
So why
Thanks
did you come to a tech campus to ask these questions? I mean, these seem more like a philosophical,
religious,
really. Right? Yeah.
Yeah, because we like this subject.
You like this subject, and so you'll ask it anywhere, not particularly at a tech school.
Any place, to anybody.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
But we happen to be a Christian radio show too.
Okay.
So we like to talk to. We love talking about this subject. Actually.
Okay. So I guess my views kind of differ from those of your radio station.
I'm not going to beat you up.
Okay.
I don't think I could anyway.
Well, I mean, I'm kind of smart. I think I'm
future. Well, look at me, though. I think we could win. One of us would win the Spindly Award. Okay, so you're not a Christian, right?
Well, I'm not sure about that, actually. I'm kind of in a phase of my life where I'm not sure what I am.
Did you grow up in the church?
No, but during high school, I went with a friend to church occasionally, and it was a non-denominational group, and I actually liked it, and was kind of interesting, and then at some point I just decided I actually didn't like it. So now I'm in a point in my life where I don't know what I think.
Tell me, what is the gospel, Lewis? Do you know what it is?
Isn't that the New Testament?
Good for you. Yeah, that's right. It is. Sorry. The gospel specifically, the good news. Like, what's the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ?
I believe it's that we're all saved if we love each other and love, you know, God.
That's warm. That's pretty close.
Okay.
Okay, saved from what?
Eternal damnation in hell.
Why would God eternally damn a guy like you and me?
I'm not sure about that, to be honest. I mean, he could be disgusted at the way we acted, but if let's say you acted totally normally and as a nice guy, but you didn't follow God, I still believe he would put you in damnation. And I'm actually not sure about that.
Are you familiar with the Ten Commandments?
Yes, I couldn't name all of them.
They're basically God's laws,
right?
The rules that he has. Okay, so you die, Lewis.
Okay.
The books get opened up. God knows everything that you've ever done and all the stuff that you failed to do. Mm-hmm. Thanking him for food and for education and for your past nice experiences and everything that you've enjoyed. Mm-hmm. He hasn't been first in your life, plus you've broken all of his laws. Mm-hmm. Would you be innocent or guilty before that God?
I would say I'd probably be guilty, to be totally honest.
For sure.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you're a guilty guy, and God's holy and perfect and righteous and just, what should he do with Lewis? Send him to heaven or send him to hell?
Well, I mean, I guess the correct answer there is hell. But, I mean, this is where my question comes up. If I've never ever done anything, like, in a purely malevolent sense, if I at least try to do the right thing, I don't understand necessarily why that is. Do you see where I'm coming from?
Yeah, I understand. And what it requires is, the question isn't how do I see it? The question is, how does God see it? That's really the big thing, because the criminal can say, well, this is how I see it, Judge. But the judge says,
right,
doesn't matter,
that's
this is how I see it.
Okay.
And things like lusting, for instance. Okay, we tend to say guys will be guys, but we could stop it. We don't have to. We don't have to lie. Uh-huh. We don't have to get angry at somebody. But we do, so we are basically living our lives the way that we want to. In rebellion.
Okay.
So God should give you hell for what you've earned.
Yes, according to your...
That's right. The Ten Commandments in the Bible, right.
Right. But, I mean, that, again, goes back to the whole philosophical question about what is...
What's true.
Right.
I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah, you shouldn't believe me, that's for sure.
Well, I mean, I'm not saying that.
Okay, I'm not offended.
I mean, I'm just saying that, it's all in a point of view, too. I mean, according to your point of view, well, I'm in
but
trouble.
But it does make sense, though, doesn't it? There's something that says, you know, I kind of know God exists, and I know that I've done bad things, and if there's any justice, and I think there is, I've got a bad feeling about dying. I think that's why we're scared to die.
Well, because you're guilty of all sorts of things.
It could just be something bad. Okay, Lewis.
Yes.
I asked you before what the gospel is.
Yes.
Okay, now, I'll ask you again.
Yes.
Let's say the Bible is right. Not me. The Bible is right.
Okay.
God judges you.
Uh-huh.
He should send you to hell.
Right.
What is the gospel?
The gospel would be saving myself from that. Being saved from that.
No. Here's the problem. You can't save yourself. It's too late. You're the guilty criminal.
Oh, I guess it'd be like mercy, is that?
Yeah.
Like his mercy towards me?
Specifically, his mercy and his kindness. Here's the tension we got, Lewis.
Okay.
God's holy and he's just, and he's got to punish guys like you because you've done bad. And he can't just go, well, boys will be boys, I'm going to let them go. He's got to get you.
Okay.
But he's loving and he's kind. He's just rich in mercy. But he can't just let you go. He's got to punish you, but he loves you, and he doesn't want you to go to hell.
Right.
So his plan to save you was to send his son, whose name is?
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ, to take the punishment you deserve 2,000 years ago. God poured out his wrath on his son on your behalf.
Uh-huh.
It's like your badness was put on the innocent man.
Okay.
And he took the punishment for you so that his goodness, his perfect life and suffering could be credited to your account so that you can be seen as perfect before God because of what Jesus did on your behalf. Mm-hmm. That's the goodness of the gospel. You're a guilty criminal, and Jesus paid your fine for you so that you can be reconciled to your God. That's the good news of the gospel.
That's guilty criminals
being forgiven.
Right.
Yeah. But you have got to respond to that good news. You can't just walk away now and go, oh, okay, good. I'm clear and good to go. Because you're not. The Bible says you've got to repent, which means agree with God.
Right.
You exist. I have sinned against you. I've been selfish. I've lived for myself. I've been the king of my own world. And I've sinned against you in countless ways. And I'm sorry. And you turn from your sins. You don't just magically become perfect. But you just have a new attitude toward the stuff you used to love. And you put your trust in Jesus who died for you. The Bible says when you repent and trust the Savior, He'll completely forgive your sins. He'll adopt you as His child. And He'll grant you everlasting life because of what Jesus did on your behalf. That's the gospel.
That sounds pretty good.
Now, you're a young man. You got to figure out if it's true or not.
Right. Well, I mean, that's really the biggest question.
Because it sure is.
I mean, once you know it's true, then it'd be silly not to do it. But it's really a question of figuring out in your life, you know, what exactly is true. And,
yep. I agree. All right, we stop. We're going to keep walking. I'm taking a break. We're walking. This is Wretched Radio.